says, no, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to First Pentecostal in Villarica. Those of you watching online, welcome to our service this morning. Whether you're watching live or at a later date, we just love the Lord here. We love to worship and praise Him and love His powerful Word. I'm going to ask each and every one of you to stand this morning, if you possibly can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. A special morning as we get ready to celebrate Memorial Day Sunday, this weekend Sunday. We're just going to lift each prayer request up right now. And I know for those of you, I want to welcome you, all the visitors we want to welcome. It's a busy time, so let's just keep all the prayers just to really don't have anything. Except I want to mention, and I know because my family's getting ready to travel, school's getting out, graduations are big, there's so many young people and families on the road, with vacation season starting, we want to remember each and every one of them to let the Lord keep them safe. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Praise God. What about that praise report? The Lord touched you. God touched you. Let's raise that other hand and just give Him a hand wave of praise. Dear Lord, we just love You this morning. Lord, we just want to praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You for Your blessings, dear Lord. We thank You for Your mercy and grace, dear Lord, as we get gathered together in Thy name. Lord, we thank You again, dear Lord, for all that You're doing in our lives. Now, Lord, as we come together, Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive Your Word. Lord, ready to worship and praise You, dear Lord. But most of all, dear Lord, we ask You to open up our hearts and our minds and our spirit this morning, dear Lord. Guide us in Your Word, dear Lord. Guide us in each and every situation going forth, dear Lord. As we mentioned earlier, Lord, we ask You to be with each and every one that's traveling, dear Lord, as vacation season's kicking off. Lord, we thank You for all that's graduated, Lord, all that's having an opportunity now to start their life. Lord, we ask You now, dear Lord, for each and every prayer request. You see the hands that were raised, dear Lord. You know the depths of our hearts. Lord, You know, You hear our cries, dear Lord. You know our needs. And, dear Lord, we're placing them into Your hands. Lord, we're asking for healing. Lord, we're asking for Your protection. Lord, we're asking for Your guidance, dear Lord, in each and every situation in these prayer requests. Lord, we ask you to be with the nursing homes and assisted living. Dear Lord, strengthen those, dear Lord, that need your touch, dear Lord. Those as time draws near, dear Lord, we ask you to be with them. All the caretakers, dear Lord, we want to lift them up to you, these family members, dear Lord, those professionals, dear Lord. Give them the guidance and the peace and that soft touch as they work with each and every one. Lord, again, we thank you again, dear Lord, for each and every one that's here this morning. Lord, we want to lift up those that have given it all, dear Lord. As we celebrate this Memorial Weekend, Lord, we never forget and honor those that have given their lives, dear Lord, to protect us in the line of service and line of duty. Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Just as we go through life, Miss Jennifer, as we were thinking of a song this morning, the Lord just laid this on my heart. And it's nothing better than to be in the arms of God and to be on the firing line for Jesus as we walk through. So keep on the firing line. Page 212. Let's all just lift up the Lord. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you've been my brother, surely you must pass. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die in fighting, it is no disgrace. Now in the service, we will find no so keep on the firing line. Amen. On the stripes, be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. God will only use a soldier to get trust. Keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown, it better cost you less. Keep on the firing line. I just had to labor for the Master, dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. When you'll be rewarded for your service, dear. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line.
When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad.
Keep on the firing line.
I will praise the Savior for the soul that we have helped to win,
leading them to Jesus from the path of sin.
With a shout of welcome, we will all rush in.
So keep on the firing line. We must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. Be seated if you can. We're going to get ready and take up our morning offering as we come up and ask our ushers to come up, and we just thank everybody for all that they do in our service. Beautiful decorations this morning and honor Memorial Weekend, and also for, you know, we talk about it sometimes. There's those behind the scene. I want to thank the Sunday school teachers, but also those that we don't normally think of in times of past. You know, I just want to say this real quick. Don't forget these batteries on these have to be changed in our mics, the sound system, the lighting, everything that has to be done Just thank the Lord for so many that are in that battle for the Lord right now. And you may think it's very minor, but each and everything done is for the glory of God. We just want to thank everyone. As we get ready to take up our morning offering, I've got two quick announcements. Okay, we have three quick announcements, unless we're doing the same one. Yours about Vacation Bible School? I'll let you do that one. Okay, the one that I know more about is this Tuesday. We shifted the dates around because of holiday. This Tuesday evening, which I think is the 31st at 7 p.m. And y'all would come join us. We're having Band of Brothers. It'll be in the Children's Church that Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Don't worry about how you're dressed. Don't worry about it. If you're coming straight from work, that's perfect. Just come on over no matter what's going on. But just come join us at 7 p.m. Tuesday night. We have our Band of Brothers meeting. We're also going to be doing some planning for the summer months and into fall. So I'd like if y'all can, if possible. I know there's a lot going on. But join us this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Now we're going to turn over to Miss Karen as she talks about Vacation Bible School.
Okay, it's Vacation Bible School time. Hey. Okay, I need everybody to volunteer. Even if you don't particularly love working with children, I still need you in some way. So we're going to meet right after That's you. We're going to meet right after service this morning. I'm going to make it super quick because I know everybody has things to do today. But please, please think about volunteering. You don't have to necessarily be in a room stuck with children. I can use you everywhere. So please think about it.
And it is a busy morning, but I'm going to delay just one more second. I know we didn't get to post this year, but are there anyone seniors in our congregation that just graduated? I see Brother Luke back there. Stand up. Anybody else? I know there's others. There's one or two more, but we want to congratulate them. All right. So wonderful, so wonderful. Now you're free. You can do a lot more volunteering. Praise God. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering? Yes, Lord.
Thank you. going through so many changes. What's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break your will. A troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side.
Every mountain seems too high.
When every mountain,
when every river looks too wide.
Every river looks too wide. When my dreams are lost at sea,
Jesus rescues me.
My faith is strong.
My faith is strong. It carries me.
Though sometimes I'm weak,
on this desire, through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me.
Yes, hallelujah.
I know you're looking for an answer, searching for some hope to hold. Those empty hands will leave you waiting and praying for a miracle. Jesus hears your every cry. He sees those walls that you can't climb. He will heal your hurting soul and lead you safely to His home.
When every Jesus rescues me.
My faith is strong.
He carries me.
Though sometimes I'm weak,
I still believe. My life is built on this fire. Through the flood and through the fire,
when every mountain seems too high,
when every river looks too wide, when my dreams are lost at sea, Jesus rescues me. Through the flood and through the fire, Jesus.
the flood and the riverside. Jesus rescues me.
Amen. Give the Lord praise in the house this morning. Let all of our visitors know how much we love them, how glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. You may be seated. It's so good to see you this morning. We have a special festivity that we're going to be doing today. You know well that this is Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, it's like the other holidays. We should remember this more than one day a year. It's in fact, if we're living in a wonderful land of the free, the home of the brave, the greatest nation in the world in its entirety, we got our problems, we know that, but it's still the greatest nation that there is. We should be thankful every day, and we should keep in our memories and in our thoughts and prayers the price that was paid for our freedom. And those who left it all on the battleground, those who were not able to return back except in a casket, and our hearts and thoughts go out to the families, but we want to remember them today. And as well, we want to recognize all of the veterans that are in our service this morning who are in the church. So we're going to be presenting the flags of the different branches of military. We're going to ask our veterans to come forward. If you're here and a visitor and you wasn't here for that, and if you're a veteran, you please come and we'll recognize you as well. And then after we have the presentation of the flags, we're going to have a moment. Actually, it's going to be more than a moment of silent prayer and remembrance for those who died on the battlefields, men and women, great heroes that gave their all for you and me to be able to congregate this morning in freedom and enjoy the things that we have. And while they're doing that, hopefully if we can get the music going, they're going to be playing taps while we remember those. So right now we're going to have the presentation of the flags, and please hold your applause to the very end after all the veterans get up, and then we'll recognize them as well. Join with me in our appreciation and our thankfulness for these brave veterans who did make it home. And a heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you veterans, amen, for the price that you paid and for your dear service. Now I ask you to join with me as we bow our heads, close our eyes in silent prayer for those brave men and women who did not make it home but gave their all. Let us never, ever forget the price that they paid so that you and I might be free. Can we bow our heads? Amen. One more time for these veterans. Thank you very much. As they file out, I want to maybe take an opportunity here to invite each and every one of you as you leave this morning after the sermon. There is a little bucket back there, and it contains the little plastic soldiers. And these are high-tech little soldiers. When I was growing up, we didn't have the high-tech little toy soldiers. They had the long guns. These guys have got some powerful little weapons. But what it's for is for you to take one, place it in your home, place it in your car, place it on your coffee table as a reminder that when you see one of these, offer up prayers. Amen. For our men and women in the armed forces, offer up prayers for the families who've lost their loved ones there. Just a little reminder, just a token. Amen. All right. They'll be out there in the little bucket when you leave. One more time for the soldiers, and we'll just give them the recognition. And after that, you can be seated. Amen. What a beautiful service.
Yes.
And I hope and pray that we don't just remember them one day of the year. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Joshua. Again, we want to thank all of our visitors for being with us today. We hope and pray that they feel the love and the presence of an almighty God. In Joshua, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse number 1 down through verse number 6. If you have your Bibles and want to follow along with me, in Joshua chapter 4, verse 1 through 6. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for this weekend and for what it represents. But Lord, we're even more thankful to you, Lord Jesus, for the dying on the cross of Calvary that we might live and might be saved. Father, I pray your blessing upon this congregation this morning. I ask you to anoint these lips of clay. God, use this vessel as an oracle to speak to us that you would have us to hear. Father, I pray that we would be led by your Spirit. God, that we would be submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Certainly our thoughts will tend to be with our veterans, those who have lost their life, and family members. I was thinking this week, and I began to think about some different families. And, you know, there's so many families that have suffered, whether it be a loved one, whether it be a spouse, a child, husband or wife, that have lost some member or friend in the service of this country. And it has affected a lot of people. And we are so thankful, amen, and we pray for those families that God will sustain them and help them. And understand and know that we need not take this freedom for granted. We need to be thankful not only to those who serve, but we should be thankful to our Lord and God. And I pray that America does not stray from the Word of God and does not stray from the presence of God, because therein is where our strength, therein is where our freedom lies. This morning we want to bring a message that's entitled, Don't Forget. Don't Forget. These words are almost echoed every day with me because my wife constantly is telling me, don't forget. And when you reach the age that we are, it's easy to forget certain things. It's all right to be reminded. Can you say amen? It's all right to be reminded of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. You know, people say you preach the same old messages. No, there's not a different message. Every message should center around Jesus. Amen. And the cross and Calvary and the resurrection. Don't forget about the resurrection. He died on the cross, but he's alive today and well. Amen. And he's reaching out his hands for those who may be lost. If you're thankful for that, give him praise. But here we find a story of Joshua and the children of Israel. Now, it's been a long journey. Been a tiring journey. Been one that has seen the change of commanders. Moses, as you know, started out in God's favor, but was not allowed to enter into the Canaan land. Joshua came instead behind the leadership of Moses. Now, generations have passed. They've been in the wilderness journey some 40 years, wandering around, trying to get to the promise that God has promised them. And now they're on the verge of victory. Now they're in the gateway of the promised land. They are about to cross Jordan, and as they are crossing the Jordan River, which signifies, amen, the gateway into the promised land. Now I know that many here today have probably been fasting and praying for a move of God, for God to do something special in your life. Maybe it be healing. Maybe it be a relationship reconciliation. Maybe one of another things, another job, different financial situations. And maybe you've been struggling and praying for a number of years or a number of months. I want to encourage you this morning, don't give up. God's timetable is not our timetable. You may, in fact, be on the very verge of the gateway to a brand new opening, a brand new refreshing, and a revelation from God himself. And we don't know the time, we don't know how God is going to intercede on our behalf. So God begins to speak to Joshua, and he's telling them, I want to make sure that this people, who was often referred to as a stiff-necked people, often referred to as a rebellious people, moaning and groaning and complaining. But I want you to know, in all of that, God did not quit loving them. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. Amen. In all of our faults, in all of our failures, and all of our shortcomings, doesn't mean that God has stopped loving us. In fact, he is so abundant in forgiveness. He's so plentiful in redemption. Amen. If we would just turn from our ways, turn back to God, he would accept us. Amen. He'd pick us up and dust us off and put the pieces of our life back together. Amen. And love us, amen, as our Heavenly Father does. So he's reminding Joshua to let these people know what I have done for them in this wilderness journey. The many enemies that have been defeated, the times that I have fed them with manna and with quail, the times that I have given them water to drink out of a rock, the times that I split the Red Sea and let them walk across on dry ground. Remind them, Joshua, because I know this people, over a period of time, they will begin to enjoy the pleasures of the promised land. They will begin to be involved and let priorities take place over their remembrance of what I've done, and they need a reminder. I said, they need to remember. Joshua, tell them not to forget. And as a token, as a memorial, as a reminder, just where the priest stood in the midst of Jordan. How many Bible readers know that the Red Sea was not the only body of water that God divided? Amen. Some thinks that was one and done. No, amen. God's still dividing waters today. It may not be the Red Sea. It may not be the Jordan River. But God has divided waters for me. He has made a way when there was no way. He came on the scene when nobody else could do anything. God is still making ways today. Right where he told the priest to go stand in the midst of the Jordan River. And the water there stayed on the right and it stayed on the left. And the children of Israel, the thousands upon thousands, marched across the River Jordan on dry ground. What a miracle. Amen. God specializes in miracles. Amen. Never discount the fact that God is not able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I could ever ask or think. So Joshua, as God says, I want you to tell 12 men, one from each tribe of the 12 of the tribes of Israel. And I want you to pick this man, and I want you to make sure that they are a God-fearing person, that they're going to remind their children and they're going to obey the voice of God. And I want you to tell them to go out to the middle of Jordan and each one of them take a stone. Now, I don't believe it was a small rock because I can't see them carrying a little rock on their shoulder. Imagine it was a pretty hefty stone. But, you know, many times when God speaks to us to do something, we'll take the easy way out. When he tells us to go pick up a stone, we'll look to see which one is the lightest. Maybe God wants us to pick up a heavier stone. Maybe sometimes God is going to give us a test or a trial. God, give me a little one. I'm just being honest. I don't like them trials. I don't like them burdens. They get heavy. But he said, go out. And I believe that they looked and they found a pretty good-sized stone, and they lifted it upon their shoulders, and they began to march out of Jordan again on dry ground and put them on the other side. God had a reason for this. Because he tells Joshua, I want you to take these 12 stones, and I want you to build a monument. I want you to pile them up so that when generations pass, I don't know if anybody here is living long enough to see past generations. Maybe dad, granddad, great-grandfather, and mother has already passed on. I hope and pray that you had a relationship with them and that they had a relationship with God that they was able to pass on to you. I am thankful for my raising. I am thankful for my grandparents. I am thankful that both sides of my family were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, living for God, and instilled it into me. Somebody said, I had a drug problem when I was small. Yeah, I was drugged to church. Every Sunday morning, and every Wednesday. Thank God for that. Wasn't too happy about it at the time, but so thankful for it now. Because instilled in me is the fact that I can trust in a never-failing God. That when I have a problem, when I have a battle, when I have a sickness, and when I have an affliction, I know who to go to. I know who can lift my burdens. I know who has saved my soul. I know who has made a way in my life. And I thank God for that every day of my life. Joshua, I know these people.
they'll begin to get involved. They'll begin to let their priorities slip. They'll get busy. They'll get preoccupied. They'll let other things infiltrate their relationship with me. I know them. I've watched them for 40 years in the wilderness. When they need me, they call me. When they don't need me, I can't hear from them. Don't let them forget. Don't let them forget the miracles. Don't let them forget the fact that I was with them in a pillar of fire by night and a cloud of smoke by day. And when I move, they move. And when I stop, they stop. Don't let them forget the journey. And don't let them forget where victory came. So each one of these stones, representation of the 12 tribes of Israel, were mounted there as a testament, as a monument to the power of Almighty God. Because one of these days, maybe your son, maybe your grandson, maybe your great-grandchild, you'll say, Daddy, what are those rocks for? Why are those stones stacked up? What does that mean? Daddy, granddaddy, you better be able to tell them. You better tell them about the grace of God. You better tell them about the goodness and the mercy of a never-failing Savior. You better be able to tell them that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary so that we might be pardoned from our sinful nature. You better tell them that they need to walk in the statutes and the precepts of God. You need to tell them they need to come out from the world and they need to be a separate people, a God-fearing people, a loving people. You need to be able to tell them what those stones represent. And don't forget. Don't forget. Oh, I know that the bounty's going to be wonderful. The 12 tribes came back bearing fruit. Look at it, surely is a land that's flowing with milk and honey. As I've already mentioned, this is a great nation. You have opportunities that other people could only dream of. But let's remember to tell our children and our grandchildren, the price that was paid for what we enjoy today. If you believe that, we need to let them know. Give the Lord praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget to tell your children. Don't forget to tell each generation. Remind them of God's victories. Now, our nation says that in God we trust. I hope that's not just in times that we need Him. I hope we trust Him through every facet of our lives. Good times, bad times, whatever the case may be. As we teach our children the ways of life, let us not forget to tell them about Jesus Christ. And also, on this special Memorial Day weekend, I still believe that we need to tell our children the history of this nation and how it was founded on the principles of God. And how God played a very important role in the Constitution and the forming of the greatest nation, the United States of America. Tell them the price that was paid to let this glorious flag fly. Tell them the price that was paid that you and I have the freedom to worship as we please, to speak our mind, to live and conduct our lives in a state of freedom. How do we do that? Take them to the monument. Take them to the stones. Tell them what they represent. Remind them of the military graveyards. And the little white monuments, the flags that fly. Don't just pass up an opportunity. Tell them about the cost of freedom. Share with them about the wall where over 50,000 names of fallen men and women are listed there on the wall. Let them know the great price that was paid for our victory and for our freedom. And moms and dads and grandfathers and grandmothers, please tell them the meaning of the tomb of the unknown soldier, how what that represents in our nation. And let us not forget the many first responders who gave their life saving other people's lives. And remind them I know we're live streaming. But remind them it is a slap in the face to every fallen soldier when someone sets fire to the flag of the United States of America. Remind them. Americans don't do that. God's people don't do that. In God we trust. In God we're free. In God we're thankful for what the price has been paid. Because when I see that flag, it represents freedom to me. And I'm truly thankful for everyone who has served. I don't ever want to forget those who died on the battlefields. So tomorrow, as barbecues are done, and nothing wrong with barbecues and lake playing on the lake and riding in the boats, and that's wonderful and that's great because somebody paid the price for us to do that. Don't forget. Don't forget. Somewhere today, there's people who cannot be with their family because they're protecting this nation. There's people that they'll never see their dad, they'll never see their mom again because they gave it all for a land and for a people that they loved. Now, I want to end with this. And I hope you know that I am a patriotic person. But there's something I place higher than patriotism. There's something I'm even more thankful for, and I am not discounting the fact that I am very thankful for those who gave their life for me. But I could not leave you without saying, don't forget that on a hill called Golgotha, don't forget that the healer of the blind, the lame, the deaf, the dumb, the lepers, stood there almost without anybody around him except his very closest followers as he was beaten beyond recognition, as the blood poured down his body. And as they took the spikes and drove them in his hands, not the little bitty nails that you and I see, the spikes that went into his feet and into his hands. And they very hatefully set him up and thrust the cross into the pre-dug hole that made his body rack with pain. And in his love, and in his mercy, and in his amazing grace, ask the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, Father. As he said earlier in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thine be done. And the will of the Father was, I need a sacrificial lamb. I need someone who will shed their blood so that others might live. I need someone who is willing to endure the pain, the humiliation, the agony, dying on the cross of Calvary so that my people can live. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but everlasting life. As we remind our children of the lost who gave their life that we might be free today, please, by all means, tell them what Jesus did. Tell them how Jesus died. Not because he was guilty, not because he was a malefactor, but because he was innocent and because he became the sacrificial lamb for you and me. That because he died, we can be free. Through his shed blood, we have redemption of sin. How thankful we are for that. Remind them, telling them once, or hoping they'll get it in Sunday school, or maybe they'll get it when they reach a certain age. No. Joshua, you tell them. Every time a child, every time one of your children walks by those stones, says, what are these for? You go into the full story and tell them what it's about. Moms, dads, grandfathers, grandmothers, tell your children about Jesus. That's the greatest thing that you can do. That's the most important thing you can do to pass on to your generation. Tell them. It's not like the little picture that you see where there was a little drop of blood. He bled intensely for you and for me. And that's the only redemption of sin. That's the only covering of sin that we have. Because he died and rose again, we can live. First Pentecostal Church, don't forget. Don't forget as we have our services, as we praise and worship God. And I love praise and worship. If you love singing, you're going to fit right in heaven. If you love worshiping and praising God, you're not going to be you're not going to be a square and a peg in a square hole. You're going to fit right in, is what I'm trying to say. You're going to love heaven, and heaven's going to love you. Amen. We're gonna praise and worship the Lord forever and ever and ever. But there should not be a single day that passes by as long as we breathe this precious breath that God has given us, that we don't remember the price that was paid on Calvary for us. Every day should be Memorial Day when it comes to thanking Jesus for what he did. Amen. Please, parents, don't forget. Grandparents, don't forget. Children, don't forget, we are blessed, so blessed, blessed beyond measure. But let's don't take that blessing for granted. Let's understand and know where it comes from. When asked, I believe that God's intention for Joshua and the children of Israel, so instill this into those generations that whoever asks them, they'll know what those stones are about. Are we passing that on to our generation, to our children, to our children's children, so much so that they can tell us about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and where salvation comes from, and in whose name we're born again. Amen? That's how much we should recite it over and over and over again to our children. But in order to do that, we must know it ourselves. You know what? Nobody can tell your testimony like you can. You know, it's good to talk about somebody else and how they gave their life to the Lord. But you know what? We can only tell them of how another person's experience. But when you tell them about how the Lord saved me, and because he saved me, he'll save you. And he'll fill you with his spirit. Because my Bible tells me that God is no respecter of person. So enjoy this weekend. Enjoy your time tomorrow. But don't forget. Where does freedom come from? Please don't forget where salvation came from. May God bless you. May God keep you safe. May God give you an opportunity to share his gospel with someone. You never know who you might be able to speak to. Would you stand? Thank you again for coming. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I don't know a better day to give your life to the Lord than this day. I know we're probably thinking about festivities, we're probably thinking about family get-togethers, and that's well and good, and that's wonderful. But it can even be greater if you know where your heart is and you know that you're born again. If you've not made that commitment, if you've not asked Jesus Christ to come into your life as both Lord and Savior, I would not feel right if I didn't give you an opportunity to do so today. Please understand and know that this altar is open, and know that if you come forward, there'll be people praying with you and for you. If this is your day, if this is your time, and this is your opportunity, while no one is looking, if you need prayer, this altar's open. If you want to be remembered by this pastor, and no, please, no one looking around, if you just want to lift your hand, I'll be praying for you. I'll be praying with you. May God bless you. May God keep you. I love each and every one of you. Brother Jim, would you come and dismiss us with a word of prayer? Have a glorious day.
Clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, as a person that I love my family, even though we're kind of stretched out right now, but I never want to forget the things, even at my age, the things that I was taught, and that the history is passed down of not only the family, but most of all, I thank God for this. For the Word of God coming to us while we had an opportunity and being able to be reminded. Let us not forget what Jesus Christ, that price He paid for us. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. I see, yes, there is a Vacation Bible School meeting. I'm getting better at reading signs. A Vacation Bible School meeting right after service. If you haven't signed up yet, no matter what, as we were told earlier, it doesn't matter your likes or dislikes. We need you to help. We're going to bid it direct from the decorations. There's a place for everybody. So if you would, right after service, anybody wants to help with Vacation Bible School, please come up here. Sister Karen will be meeting with us. She's not going to ask for money. She's just going to ask for time. So praise God. And also, I want to invite everybody to Sunday School. We had a good crowd up here in this class. I didn't get out to my class to see how it was, but I just love each and every one of you. Join us. Help us learn His Word so we can pass it on to those generations that follow us. All righty, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed or take an intermission. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your name. Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your Word, dear Lord. Lord, may we never forget the price that You've paid for us. Dear Lord, that for Your mercy, Your grace, and Your love, dear Lord, You even loved me. And dear Lord, when we seem unlovable, Lord, we thank You for all that are here. We ask You to just to touch each and every one. Keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And the Lord, keep us strong as vacation season starts. Dear Lord, we just ask You to hold us and keep us safe in our travels and all that we do. We give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Praise the Lord. Come on up, volunteers.